Yeah, thanks, Owen. Welcome back to the Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. It's the final day of the Irish Legends. We have had a brilliant day so far, but the action's not over. Thomas Bjorn continues to lead. He's moved back out a shot ahead of the field on 14 under with two to play. And Philip Price, the leader in round one and two, setting a shot adrift on 13 under. Before we look at the rest of the scores, I'm delighted to say joining us in our broadcast position is the host of this event, Mr. Paul McGinley. Paul, delighted to see you again.
Thank you. Nice to be back, and we had a great few days.
Yeah, brilliant few days. You had your best round of the weekend today.
Yeah, I didn't play badly all week, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, the scoring has been fabulous. I mean, really was. I'm really surprised how good the scoring has been, but that's the standard in seniors golf, and all people kind of dismiss them sometimes because they're aged over 50, but they can certainly play. But look, the main thing is we had great weather. We were very fortunate with that. We didn't have any rain for the 3 days. The amateurs had an unbelievably great time. The celebrities had a great time. The pros had a great time. Rosapenna Hotel hosted us unbelievably. The course was outstanding. What more can we ask for?
Yeah, the sun was shining. Killian's going very well. He's leading the amateurs at the moment.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he'd probably get overtaken as a few guys are still to finish. But good for him, good experience. He's played off the back tees, the pro tees, so it's good for him to compete against the pros. And a bit of confidence for him as he moves back to America next week and back to college next week.
Yeah, just one more question. I know you're very busy and you're going to come into a very, very busy period now with the presentation and the end of the event. But obviously looking forward to next year. There has been a very, very solid foundation built ahead of next year off this weekend, Paul.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, I haven't met one person yet who said they won't be back next year. Put them down. And lots of amateurs are going to be returning. Hopefully we can move things to another level and we're past COVID so we can, not have to act under the restrictions we did this week. And we can have lots of crowds and have a party atmosphere and maybe build a stage down in the town and have a bit of music going in there and create the crack and create the festival that Ireland is known for and really illuminate what Donegal is all about and what Rosapenna in particular is about.
Yeah, we could be getting the grandstand finish for it. Thomas, one ahead at the moment, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, a brilliant player, Thomas. Just turned 50, big career, as you know, and just the last Ryder Cup captain. Mm. He's a really strong player. That's the bottom line. He's a really, really strong player. Philip Price there in the slipstream. Again, he's been on the seniors tour a few years and a really good putter. He's been really hot the first 2 days. Obviously, things have cooled a bit from today. But what's so exciting about the finish with two par fives in the last three holes, it's far from over.
Yeah, we'll hear from him in just a second. Mauricio Molina from Argentina. What a score. Course record 62 today.
Course record. Well, I mean, if ever you're going to shoot a course record, today was the day. I mean, we had, 2 mile an hour wind, if that, and relatively soft golf course with all the rain that we had last week. But still had to be done. I think the golf course was outstanding. It was presented in outstanding condition. And the hospitality in the hotel in particular was just brilliant. You know, this tournament is, yes, the golf is important, but it's also about the crack and it's about the amateurs and about people coming and having a good time. And the energy level and the fun that we've had and the hospitality that we've received and the welcoming that the people of Donegal have given these players has just blown them all away. And you know, my Donegal roots, I'm so proud of that. And as I say, I want to really move things to a much higher level next year. Hopefully if we're past COVID we will certainly do that.
Yeah, well done to you and your team. A fabulous week here. We certainly enjoyed it and we thank you for joining us here because you're going to be busy now for the next while in here, Paul. Many thanks.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, Paul McGinley there, the tournament host for the Irish Legends, doing a super job this week. Get a good round today as well. 4 under to finish, 3 under to par. As for the leaders, we told you Thomas Bjorn 14 under with a couple of holes left to play of his final round. Philip Price, 13 under. He's level par for today. Hasn't been able to find the same sort of form that he had in round one and two. But these two players are going to have a huge battle now coming down the straight. And as I speak, Thomas Bjorn has just birdied the 17th. And he's gone 2 clear now of Philip Price. And he's heading to the picturesque 18th, the final hole coming up the fairway, heading towards the pavilion here at Rosapenna. But Bjorn is getting closer. He goes 2 ahead on 15 under. Philip Price is on 13 under. Peter Baker and Ewan McIntosh both sitting at 10 under par. And then we have a group on 9 under. Peter Wilson and Mauricio Molina. Also there as well, Paul Streeter. But Molina has been in outstanding form on the final day of this event. He broke the course record, as we said, with a superb round 62. That included 10 birdies and just a single drop shot. In 1997 in Buenos Aires, Molina became just the third player to ever break 60 in a professional tournament, and he had his scoring boots on today again with an absolutely fabulous round. When he came off the course, he spoke with Dennis Kerwin.
A new course record here at Rosapenna, a very special round, Maurizio, and your lowest ever on the seniors tour.
Yes. Play very good today, all time. Play good 3 days today, the putts inside in the hole, no? Nice. Congratulations to the Rosapenna Commission member and Magillen for this tournament. I'm very happy, play very good. My shot, the tee, is all time perfect. Very, very straight, close to the pin, good putt, nice, very nice. 10 birdie and bogey in the hole 11.
Yeah, and that was you started off on the back nine, so obviously you began with a bogey on your second hole. Didn't look too promising at that stage, but then you finished your back nine with five straight birdies.
Yes. Same the second round, four birdie for the back nine. Today, the last three, no, but play very good, good concentration. The course is very short, the fairway, the first nine, too much concentration. My driver is very good and very good. I'm very happy, very happy.
Even though this is a course record round of 62, Maurizio, it's not your lowest ever round. You're one of the few people who have ever broken 60 on a golf course in a professional tournament. Tell us a bit about that, when it happened and where it happened.
Yes, in Buenos Aires tournament the 2 days, in 98, play the first round, 59, 11 birdie and one eagle. No, three bogey. Yes.
And at that stage, you were only the third person in the world to break 60 in a professional tournament.
Yes. It's a long time, no? 23 years, pero.
Well, obviously, you're very, very good at it, Maurizio. And a great round today. Congratulations, 62. And your scorecard will probably be here for a long time to come here in the golf club in Rosapenna, I've no doubt.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you, Paul McGillan, for this tournament. And thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Maurizio. Thank you.
That's Maurizio Molina from Argentina, who shot a 62 today. Magnificent scoring. By the way, the record here in Rosapenna has been broke four times this weekend. The two leaders who shot opening round 65, the old record was 66, and that was Price and Strader. They hit the opening rounds of 65s on Fridays to lead. Then Paul Laurie from Scotland, the former Open winner, had a 63 yesterday. And now Molina, in fantastic form, a 62. He had a top 10 finish last week in Thornbury on the European Legends Tour, and he's going to finish in the top 5 this weekend here at Rosapenna, finishing on 9 under par. Not forgetting about the amateur competition, Killian McGinley, son of Paul, leading the way on 95. He has finished with 37 points today, a total of 95 for him. Just 1 point now behind, playing the 18th, is Irish rugby star David Humphreys. He's on 94 points. Clem McCluskey's a couple of holes to go. He's on 93. And Mike Jones, the leader after round one, is sitting on 92 points. We can't forget about Daniel O'Donnell. He finished today with a respectable 27 points, a total of 74 for Daniel O'Donnell. He had a brilliant weekend here. He played the Pro-Am on Thursday, and Daniel, of course, involved in the three rounds of competition at amateur level as well. And another good score today, matching his first round score of 27. He's hot tailing it now away from Rosapenna, because he's going back to Letterkenny, and he's going to meet up with the Bedpush team. Noah's Bedpush, of course, is taking place this weekend, and they're doing brilliantly, pushing that bed the whole way from Crumlin Hospital. They're in Donegal, so they are, and Daniel is going to meet up with them now as they come back in to Letterkenny. But as we go back to the studio, just to recap what's happening at the head of the field here at Rosapenna, the final round coming to an end, and Ryder Cup captain Thomas Bjorn from Denmark has one hole left to play. He currently leads by 2, 6 under for today. He's at 15 under par, 2 ahead of the round 1 and round 2 leader. Philip Price sits at 13 under. He's got two to play, and Peter Becker has finished. He's on 10 under, a good round of 6 under for the Englishman today, and it looks like he could finish in the top three. The only man that can stop him at this stage is Paul Streeter, who's got a couple to go, and he is on 9 under. We'll be back with more for you shortly from the Irish Legends. Hopefully we'll have a bit more reaction as well, but we're all set for a grandstand finish here at the Irish Legends at the Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort in Downings.